protection around me. Shelter me from the temptations of the evil one. Okay? And the world's going to say, oh, you don't go out drinking? Boy, you're really boring. Or you don't do this? Boy, what a dull life. But we're supposed to pray. Like you protected Job, build a hedge of protection around me. Just don't take it down like you did with Job and all. I'm not where Job is. I'm not ready for that. Just build it up, build it nice and high, and shelter me. You know, I've talked to so many Christian leaders who are against homeschooling. They say, don't you know you're sheltering your kids? And when they get thrown out to the world, they won't know what to do, and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And all. Hey, what is parenting? Parenting is supposed to be sheltering your kids. If parenting is not sheltering your kids, then you know, take a little three-year-old boy and put a Raider outfit on him, give him a loaded handgun, and tell him go walk downtown Tacoma. Then he won't be sheltered. But sheltering him is that if you're going to be in downtown Tacoma with a little three-year-old boy, you're going to have that little three-year-old boy in your arms, and you're going to be clinging tight to him. Okay? Parenting is all about sheltering. And guess what? We need to tell our heavenly parent, the Father, shelter us. Don't lead us into temptation. Protect us from that. And I'll tell you, man, we got Christian pastors who will counsel ladies alone behind closed doors. And it's kind of like, Lord, don't lead us into temptation. We'll do that ourselves. Okay? And I'll tell you, let me say, if God's got you in the lion's den because God wants you in the lion's den, fine, because God will deliver you. But we got a whole lot of Christian leaders that place themselves daily in the lion's den, and God never called them there. And if you're in a lion's den like Daniel was, but if God didn't call you there like he called Daniel there, those lions are going to have you for lunch. Okay? So, and my wife and I, we have built all kinds of guidelines that we think are biblical. Where if I'm going to counsel a lady, it's only with my wife at my side, and she and I are both counseling the lady. If she's going to counsel a guy, it's with me at her side, okay? But usually what's most effective is my wife counseling the ladies and me counseling the guys. Usually I think there was one time we were counseling a lady at the side, and every time I try to make a point, both my wife and the lady looked at me like, where's this guy coming from? And then my wife would say something, and I think, that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. And all of a sudden, the lady would start crying. She'd say, that's exactly what I need. And after a while, I'd say a few things and get a few looks. And after a while, I thought, anybody want cheeseburgers? I'll go make some. So I started frying up some cheeseburgers for while the two of them talked. But whatever the case, you know, we got some Lucky and Vell minister to the outlaw bikers. If you're going to do that, you got to make sure you're called. And Lucky and Vell are called to that. But if you're not called to that, those bikers are going to, you know, you think the lions are going to have you for lunch. Whatever the case, we need to build hedges of protection around ourselves. And we need to ask the Lord to build hedges of protections around ourselves. Too often we ask the Lord, don't lead us in temptation, and then we run full speed ahead right into it. And that's not the way it should be. But then we pray to God, deliver us from evil. You know, our problem is not that God isn't willing to deliver us from evil. Our problem is we usually don't want to be delivered from evil. It's kind of like, dear Lord, deliver me from evil tomorrow, but I'm having too much fun today. And then when tomorrow comes, it's, you know, tomorrow's always a day away. And we need to be so in love with the ultimate good, God Himself, that evil becomes as disgusting to us as it is to God. So that we say, Lord, don't lead us into temptation. Shelter us, protect us in your arms, and deliver us from evil. And then finally, there's the acknowledgement. He starts with praise and he ends with praise. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And he's saying, Lord, I'm a servant and your kingdom. I'm here to build your kingdom, not my own. And I love to serve in your kingdom. But all the glory, all the power, all the honor is yours, not mine. I just am so grateful for the honor of serving the perfect King and serving in His kingdom. We ought to start with praise. We ought to end with praise. And so this is a pattern that we should have for prayer. It's not something that should become meaningless repetition, which it has become in many segments of the church. Let's close with a word of prayer, and then we'll celebrate the Lord's Supper. Father, in Jesus' precious name, we just thank You, Lord, for being so good to us, not only for saving us and for giving us Your Word and communicating to us through Your Word, but also for teaching us how to communicate to You. Thank You that we can call You Father, that You're not the unknown God of the Greeks, of the ancient Greeks. You're not a mysterious hidden God, but You're a God who has revealed Himself to all who seek Him. And so I thank You that we can come to You and call You Father. I pray, Lord, that You would make us a people who would always come to You in prayer, praising You and thanking You, and that we would not take for granted that which You have done on our behalf. But I also pray that we would come to You with our petitions, that we would look to You and not the government, not to other men, to answer our problems, to solve our dilemmas, but that we would look to You. We would go to You with petitions for ourselves, and that we would intercede for others, but that we would also acknowledge our debt to You, not acknowledge our sin. But I pray, Lord, that above all, we would remember that this is not our kingdom that we're building. It is Your kingdom, and it is Your kingdom alone. And I pray that we would acknowledge that You have all the power, that You deserve all the glory and all the honor, and that the greatest thing that we could do is to serve You with every breath of life that we have, and to serve You and to serve Your kingdom throughout our lives. Thank You, Lord, for salvation. Thank You for Your Word. And thank You for teaching us how to pray. And I ask that You would just help us take this to heart, and that it would transform our prayer lives. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.